Hello there, Blind Cool Tech listeners. This is Chris Skarstad. You also might know me as Toonhead. And I'm here today to review kind of a fun little game I found recently. It's called Light Locator. And it's from a company called Light Tech Interactive. You can find them on the web at www.lighttechinteractive.com. I'll give you that address again at the end, just in case you happen to forget. And the idea behind it is that your name is Henry Johnson, and you have been recruited by an organization to go into this rather large skyscraper type of building, which contains lots of important people as far as politics goes, politicians, other important people, and someone has placed an atomic bomb in the building, and you don't know exactly where it is, but you know it's in there. And you know you only have a limited amount of time to find it and defuse the bomb before it detonates. So, you would do this by measuring the amount of radiation. And you do this with a special little device that you have at your disposal. And I'll show you how to operate that too. And there are three different skill levels of the game. You'll find out about this too. The beginner level has 4 minutes of time. The moderate level has 3 minutes. And the advanced level only gives you 1 minute to find and defuse the bomb. So, first, what I'm going to do for you is I'm going to take you through the program group where the game is when you install it. And this, by the way, is a free game. I should mention that. And what I'll do is I'll show you the program group now. I'm using JAWS for Windows 7.0 to record this review. I do have the new beta, but for this instance, I'm using the regular JAWS 7 version that came out last October. So, what we'll do is we will go to the Start menu.
Start menu. Set program access and defaults.
We're going to press P.
P. Program submenu.
And we're going to arrow up a few times.
Light Tech Interactive submenu. L.
Okay, and we're at the proper submenu. We're at the Light Tech Interactive submenu. Or pull down. If you guys are using Window Eyes, you'll hear pull down. Okay, so we'll press Enter here.
Enter. Light Locator submenu. L.
We have Light Locator submenu, or pull down, if you're using Window Eyes. And then we have, we'll press Enter on this.
Enter. Configuration. C.
We have configuration. This is where you'd enter your name, your email address, and anything like that you want to give for posting scores on the website. You can post your score. You can't do that now, but you will be able to in a an upcoming version, so it's in there now, and they want you to fill it in. So we'll look at this. We'll move down.
License L.
License tells you the license of the terms you have available to you when installing the game. So you might want to read that. Then again, you might not. It's up to you.
Light Locator on the web. L.
Light Locator on the web. This just takes you to the Light Tech Interactive website where you can look for the link for Light Locator and download it. It's a free game. Next, we have
Play Light Locator. P.
Play Light Locator. This is the actual game, of course. Arrow down one more time, and we get
Read Me.
Read Me. You'll want to read the Read Me first before you play the game, and I'll give you a couple tips as well. But it's always important to read the Read Me as well. It gives you a lot of good information you might not know otherwise. So we arrow down once more.
Uninstall. You.
Uninstall. Pretty much says for itself there. Okay, and we'll close the menu.
Leaving menus.
All right. Okay, now what we'll do is we will simply go to the desktop icon, which installs when you install the game, and we'll press Enter on it, and the way I have it set up here is that JAWS will go to sleep when the game starts. Normally you would close your screen reader down, but I figured out a way to make JAWS go to sleep when you have a game starting up, and if you want to know information about how to do that, you can get a hold of me on the BCT list, or you can get a hold of me privately, and I'll show you how to do that. Pretty much that works for a lot of games, although it works for some, but not for others. So you'll have to experiment if you're the experimenting type, like I am. So we'll press the letters L-I.
L-I, Light Locator.
All right, we're at the Light Locator desktop icon for the game. And so we'll press Enter on it, and we'll start the game. And we'll hear a little bit of introductory music and other things like that, and I will explain to you we're going to go for then. Okay, so we'll press Enter and the game will start.
Enter.
use your arrow keys to select an option, then press enter, start game.
You have your typical menu here. Do just like it says, and you use your arrow keys, and look at the menu items, then press enter on the one you want. We have start game, which is the top. Usually the first one is start game. And if we arrow down once, we get
test speakers.
Okay, now if you guys are wearing headphones, you'll want to use this. And if you guys are wearing headphones right now, you want to use this and listen to this to make sure your headphones are on right. In fact, I'll do this now to make sure you guys have the right settings. I don't want you to hear this backwards. So we'll do this test now, and we'll listen to it.
Left speaker. Right speaker.
Okay, now hopefully your headphones are set right. So I will give you a couple of seconds just in case your headphones are not on right. Okay, that should be enough time. Okay, we'll arrow down once more, and we'll get
view score tables.
View score tables. This is for your local scores, not for internet, but it's for your local scores that you've done yourself. And I played this game a bunch of times, so you can tell what you've done, and you can tell how good you've gotten so far. Trust me, I sucked at the beginning of this. So we'll arrow down once more.
Exit.
Exit, of course, closes the game. So we will arrow up once more to start game.
View test.
Alright.
To start game.
Okay. And we will press enter.
Select a skill level. Beginner.
Beginner.
Moderate.
Moderate.
Expert.
Okay. Now, since we only have a couple of minutes to play the game, I'm going to explain to you exactly how this goes. So we can save ourselves a little time. Because I don't want to run out of time while I'm explaining to you what happens here. So, you are basically in this big skyscraper type of building. It has 100 floors with 10 rooms per floor. So, the idea is to move up to a different floor each time and check the radiation level. Because if you find a radiation level that is close to 10,000, then you're pretty sure that you've almost found the bomb. You're pretty close. But, like, let's say, for example, if you go to floor 15 or so, and the radiation level is only 5,000, you know you've got a ways to go yet. Although, you may be going too high, so it never hurts to look at a lower floor first. So, it's a little bit of trial and error for that. So to move up a floor, you just press the up arrow key until you get to the floor you want, then you press enter. And the elevator will take you up to that floor. And if you have radiation announced turned on, which I will do as soon as the game starts by pressing Shift-R, it will announce the radiation level automatically for you, and you can better determine where the bomb is more quickly, because it's not as fast if you have to keep pressing the letter R, although that's available to you if you want to do that too. You cannot use your locator while you're moving, because you'll get a message that says just that. Cannot use locator by moving, so you have to make sure that you're not in the elevator and you're not moving while you look for radiation levels. So once you find a room you think might have it or be close to it, you just listen for that radiation level and hopefully you will locate it. Now, I have found a couple of rooms where the radiation level was 10,000, but I couldn't find the bomb. So I had to look around a little bit and I eventually found the bomb, but it was a bit of a trick. So hopefully you'll be able to do it. So, by the way, I should mention again that on the beginner level, you have 4 minutes to defuse the bomb. You have 3 minutes on the moderate level, and you have only a minute on the advanced. And if you're ever confused as to what amount of time you have left, you can press the letter T. It'll tell you exactly how much time you have left. So, let's press enter now and begin the game. We'll hear a little introductory stuff. Of setting up the scene of the game here. So, we'll press enter and begin the game. How about that?
Agent.
Yes, sir. I can see the building.
Are you at the main door?
Negative, sir. The main entrance is blocked. I just have to enter from the back door.
Copy that. Please report to me as soon as you're out.
Sure thing.
Good luck, sir. Station out.
Okay, we are now placed in room number one on floor number one. So we want to move up by pressing the
four,
up arrow key.
Five.
And as you can tell, we're being told what room we're on, what floor we're on
seven,
now.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
So we are still on room number one of each floor.
13, 14, 15.
So we'll move up to floor 15, room one, by pressing the enter key. There goes the elevator, taking us up to room 15, floor number one. Okay, now I'm going to turn radiation announce on, and then we're going to do this, so...
Radiation announce on.
That's shift R, by the way. And so we'll press R to find out how much radiation level we have here.
Radiation is 2,932.
Okay, we have a ways to go yet, because we're only at 2,932.
Two. Radiation is 3,008.
Okay, we're 3,008. I'm moving to room 2, then
three
we'll move...
3 minutes remain.
Okay, we'll,
six.
Move to room 6.
8.
Move to room 8.
Radiation is 3,464.
3,464. So we'll move up a few more floors.
20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 30.
Okay, we'll move to room 30 now. Hopefully we'll be able to find the bomb in time.
Radiation is 4,604.
We have a ways to go yet, so I'm going to go up a bunch
30,
of floors here.
50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 60.
We'll go to room floor 60 here. Keep confusing the rooms and the floors. But you are still on the same room when you go up two different floors. So if you go from like 55 to 60, you're still
2
on...
2 minutes remain.
You're still on... still in the same room.
Radiation is 6,884.
Okay, we're 6,000 now, 60, so...
80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 90.
We'll go to room, floor 90. Hopefully we haven't gone too high. Going up.
Radiation is 9,164.
Ooh, we're close.
90, 95.
We'll go to floor 95.
Radiation is 9,544. 9. Radiation is 9,001. Minute remaining.
Oops, it interrupted itself.
Radiation is 9,620.
Okay.
97.
Go to 97.
Radiation is 9,772. 91.
We'll go to floor 100. We're all the way to the top now. We should find out soon.
Radiation is 9,030. Second, radiation is 9,848. 10. Radiation is 9,924.
Okay, 9,924, but we are in room 10, so we need to move down
90.
A floor. To 99. We're just about to hit.
Congratulations.
Ooh!
You found the bomb. Proceed to entrance floor.
I got it just in time, folks. That cut it so close. You guys cannot believe how close that was. Okay. Whew, what a nail biter. Okay, we'll move to room number one on this floor.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And then we will move our down arrow key to the entrance floor. Now, the entrance floor is not shown when you first start the game, but it is now. So we'll move down. We're at floor number...
99.
We're at floor 99. Okay, well, we'll press our down arrow key until we get to the entrance floor.
90, 8, 8, 7, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 30, 30, 30, 20, 20, 8, 6, 5, 2, 1. Entrance floor.
Okay, now we'll press enter to move down there. And we're going to take the long trip down to the entrance floor. That was a nail biter, folks. I have never cut it close like that, ever. I came so close. Oh, and by the way, I forgot to mention one little thing. While the game was playing, I didn't have time enough because the clock was running out, but to defuse the bomb, after you hear the message that says, "Congratulations, you've found the bomb," to defuse the bomb, you just press the enter key, and that will defuse the bomb for you. Okay, still moving down. Long way to go here. Okay, we're here now. And that noise you hear is the Geiger counter that, because of all the radiation, that was around. Yay! All kinds of applause. Fireworks and stuff. So there you go.
New high school maintenance agent. Use your arrow keys to select an option, then press enter. Start game.
There we go. So that's it. That's the game for you. And of course, it takes less time on the different skill levels. You only have 3 minutes on the moderate and 1 minute on the advanced. So, we will go down to exit.
Tab view score table exit.
And press enter.
Thanks for playing Light Locator. For more great games, visit www.lighttechinteractive.com.
And there you go. That's the game for you. If you'd like to download the game, it's free. You can go to www.lighttechinteractive.com and I have JAWS up and running again.
PC.
So we'll look at how it's spelled here. I believe it is. Let's see.
Light Tech Interactive sub menu.
Okay.
Light Tech Interactive. L I G H T T E C H space I N T E R A C T I V E sub menu.
Okay, and of course that's available for you for free at www.lighttechinteractive.com. And I believe they're working on a couple more of their, what they call, light games. So you can check that out there. And if you have any questions or comments for me, you can get a hold of me on the BCT list, or you can get a hold of me privately at TuneHead5, that's TOONHEAD, the number 5, at Comcast.net. Once again, that's TOONHEAD5 at Comcast.net. Hope you enjoyed the review, and hope you enjoy the game. And I'll be back soon with another review. I'm planning on doing the Top Speed 2 review very soon for you guys. So I figured since this was a game I just recently found, I'd do this one first, and the Top Speed 2 one soon too. So hopefully you guys enjoyed this one just as much as I did doing it for you. So thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you again soon. Okay, folks? Bye for now.